Thank you and good afternoon. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a fatal traffic collision late Friday night south of Scotia. 18-year-old Kelseyville resident Joel Sanchez was driving a Hummer H3 southbound of Highway 101 with two passengers in the vehicle. For reasons that remain under investigation, Sosa lost control of the vehicle and it left the roadway south of the Stafford Road underpass. The Hummer first hit a mile marker sign and then ran up an embankment where it collided with two trees. Sosa and his two passengers were all wearing seatbelts, but Sosa suffered fatal injuries. One of the two passengers in the vehicle suffered major injuries, and the second passenger suffered minor injuries. They were both taken by ambulance to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash, and volunteer firefighters from Red Crest and Scotia assisted the CHP at the scene. It was the second fatal crash in the county in the last week, in addition to two other injury collisions at a Caltrans worksite at the King Salman exit south of Eureka. Time now for Our Community News. Here's Dan Squire.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the economic impact that arts and theater have on communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Arts, culture, and entertainment play a key role in the economy of our region. They attract visitors, and those visitors come to the region both for the homegrown talent, but also for the national and international music, theater, and graphic artists who perform or who are featured in local venues. A 2007 study conducted by Americans for the Arts calculated that local residents spent more than $8 million attending arts and cultural events, with the vast majority of those dollars spent on local artists and performers. The report concluded that arts and culture events support more than 400 jobs and that it generates nearly $2 million in revenue for local governments each year. Overall, the arts and entertainment industry is a $16 million business in Humboldt County and surrounding areas and remains a key component of the economic life in our communities.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt Bay firefighters were able to quickly reach the scene of a residential fire at a house on M Street near Harris Street Saturday night. When firefighters reached the scene in the 3100 block of M, they found fire extending from a fully involved garage attached to the residence and also threatening to spread to a neighboring house. Three engine companies and a ladder truck were on the scene, and a search crew entered the residence to search for anyone inside while the other firefighters began structure protection to keep the fire from spreading next door. The interior search took longer than expected due to the amount of materials and belongings inside, although no victims were found and no injuries were reported. The fire was extinguished inside of 30 minutes, and damage to the garage and residence is estimated at more than $60,000. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There have been multiple steps taken to provide service to the homeless, an issue that is well known in Eureka. Chief Ken Woods of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department was on Talk Shop to talk about how homeless encampments are still the cause of many calls the fire department receives.
You know, we really haven't. We're still responding to the same types of calls, fires behind the mall, fires in other areas of town, campfires that get out of control. A lot of drug-related, alcohol-related calls. We haven't seen any decrease in that.
Chief Woods also talks about the new encampments that are starting to form throughout the city.
I'd say the biggest concentration, obviously, for us is behind the mall. There's a large concentration of homeless there, of course, and that really hasn't changed. But we are seeing some other areas of town as well, and some of those nuisance fires that are caused by homeless encampments that we haven't seen before other areas. They're sprouting up in a widening circle around town and more frequency as well.
Chief Woods also addressed that investigating fires at the location of homeless encampments have been an increasing challenge.
You know, you have a report of a medical call, and you get there and you don't find anybody there, and it takes some digging. Sometimes that's a challenge.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.